Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Franco Cavalieri, and we've been talking about curcumin, its benefits, and all the different ways you can take it, why it works. You were talking about it being a very strong antioxidant. Can you tell us a little bit about the ORAC levels and compare them maybe to other really big superfoods?
Well, we are well aware that the ORAC value of curcumin is very high. Now, if you think of regular curcumin 95, like I described it earlier, mm-hmm. has an ORAC value that's around 9,500, and that's reasonably high. We've recognized curcumin as a good antioxidant, but when we extract that curcumin 3 that I talked about earlier, which only exists at 1% concentration, we will see that ORAC value jump up. And what happened in our lab is when we measured it at 6 million, which was way off the scale, and if you think about regular curcumin being 9,500, and we get this reading of 6 million for every gram of curcumin 3, which, again, exists at 1% concentration in the regular typical curcumin, we thought we had a mistake, so we actually went to a third-party lab to have it tested again. And realize, no, it's not a mistake. It is what it is. And so, we come to realize that there are two levels of activity for this curcumin in terms of how it works as an anti-inflammatory. And one is a clear mechanism, a pharmacological mechanism that inhibits these proteins that are responsible for managing inflammation or escalating it primarily. And the second factor would be the antioxidant activity, which is critically important because that oxidation, we know, as we age, is more difficult for the body to regulate, and it is one of the factors that actually contributes to the inflammatory process. If I can talk about the mechanism, which to me is quite remarkable, but it may be too much detail, more detail than you want to go into on the show. It's up to you. You can manage my
manage your time. I would just like to know, just in more in layman's terms, why this one works so fast, like in hours instead of days, and why you can use it in place of like COX-2 inhibitors, or how it shows up a lot like that.
Oh, great. It's a great question. So, and here's the interesting answer. When we talk about using regular curcumin, what we are doing is slowing down the activity of this transcription factor, a protein called NF-kappa B. And as I mentioned earlier, this transcription factor transcribes at the genetic level. It actually goes into your nucleus, into your DNA, to the gene promoter, and it tells the gene promoter to start writing and making these cytokines that actually go out into the bloodstream or even locally and create inflammation. So curcumin can slow down the activity of that NF-kappa B over time. But what we are doing is we're inhibiting another protein called MSK1, which is the key that turns on the transcription factor. So when you talk about the delay in onset, when you're slowing down the NF-kappa B, the first protein, it takes a little while for that to take effect because you need a day or so before the levels drop enough for you to feel an effect. Mm-hmm. But when you turn off the key that's supposed to turn it on, and you block it, there's an immediate termination of its activity. Mm-hmm. And that's why we feel it in a couple of hours as opposed to a couple of days. Now, to convey and relay how this works with oxidation, if we move outside the nucleus into the cytosol of the cell, if some people have a little bit of a biology background, they'll relate to it. But let's say we move a little further away from your DNA, and NF-kappa B, that transcription factor, is actually held outside the nucleus by a protein called I-kappa B, and it's held tightly so that it can't migrate into the nucleus to transcribe these cytokines that are inflammatory. Believe it or not, oxidation interrupts the bonds and allows the NF-kappa B to be free to enter the nucleus. So as we age, our inability to regulate oxidation effectively due to endogenous antioxidants being produced at a lower rate, and due to other factors, our environment being oxidative, things like that, then we start to lose control over the inflammatory activity. But what we are doing with this curcumin, which we found to be formidable, because we have two levels of activity, not just two proteins we're inhibiting, but we have the antioxidant effect that protects the integrity of the I-kappa-B, NF-kappa-B complex in the cytosol. So what I mean by that is that we're preventing the NF-kappa-B from breaking away to go in to enter and migrate into the nucleus with age. Mm-hmm. And the second thing we're doing is we're providing the inhibitive force pharmacologically by inhibiting the NF-kappa-B from moving into the nucleus, blocking it, and then blocking also the key that turns it on. So there's multiple levels of activity we're talking about with this compound. And that especially works well for heart health, because we know that, you know, oxidation as well as inflammation can contribute to cardiovascular disease. And if we start to manage both at the same time with one product or one ingredient, we have synergistic effects that way.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know in times past you were a bodybuilder, and you really pushed your body in order to compete. Now, when you're pushing that hard as an athlete, does curcumin bringing down all that inflammation and stopping that kind of wear and tear, is there any downside to using curcumin to turn down the inflammation?
Well, here's the interesting thing. I just wrote an article for a magazine about inflammation and curcumin application in sport. And, you know, my interest in curcumin developed because of my bodybuilding career early on. You know, when I worked out in the early stages, I climbed the ladder from, you know, Mr. Vancouver, Mr. BC, Mr. Western Canada, Mr. Canada, Mr. North America, and Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're training so intensely and so frequently that the inflammation can develop to reduce the rate of recovery. And we've all felt that burning sensation when you're working out. Mm-hmm. You know, that burning sensation is caused by lactic acid, and that's not yet inflammation. But it's the pain you feel the next day that's the inflammation. Mm-hmm. And the inflammatory process is actually required for recovery. It's a very important process. But when it's prolonged, it prevents full recovery because it actually prevents the body from finishing off the job. So I began using curcumin as a support mechanism in very high concentrations at an early age, and, you know, to the point of taking a gram or so at a time. But then, you know, while I was in university, I began to study, you know, what the mechanisms were at that time. Mm-hmm. To determine, you know, how can I optimize this so I don't have to take 2 grams a day, because that becomes inefficient. And that was the reason why I started studying it. But I had to transgress because I, you know, eventually around age 25, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. But I realized that using the curcumin 3 on its own was extremely effective at inhibiting or limiting all of the symptoms of colitis, whereas regular curcumin wasn't really working. And that began my path to studying the mechanism, because if I felt this, if I experienced this myself, and I had many other people use this to experience this result, it meant nothing to the medical community unless we were able to map the pharmacology and determine precisely how this worked.
Wow, what a journey. You have learned so much, putting your body through the bodybuilding, coming back through colitis, and just decades of working and finding the science behind the products and finding ways to really make them work for people. Can you just quickly clarify the curcumin that you've been talking about so people can find that one in the health food stores?
Oh, for sure. So the technology that we've developed is called curcumin BDMC, and Purica has taken this on and taken on our technology in the Purica curcumin extra strength. Now it's in a box, it's in a beautiful container, and you know, it's a great partnership we have with Purica because they're very excited about our technology. You know, we are the research center. We make the curcumin technology. It's engineered in a very specific way, and they produce their finished capsule with it to make it available to consumers. And, you know, for us, we can, I mean, it's fun for me to do the research. It's very gratifying to be able to, you know, navigate our way and through these proteins and through the cells to find formidable opportunities to treat people with. But the reality is it doesn't mean anything until it gets commercialized so that people have availability. And Purica has done a good job of creating the final product with our technology so that consumers can benefit.
Thank you so much for being the bridge between all the research and bringing it out to the public.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's fun.
Okay. We'd also like to thank our producer, Alan Wishart, and to thank all the community stations across Canada that carry our program. Have a healthy and happy day.